And you said, yes, it is. He said, they wish they went when the time came. Can you tell him about that cow coming down with them combines to the old field?
Big one or little one?
Big.
Wow.
And I think he's got some babies.
Well, say.
And he's the first guy saw him. He was with me, see. And this cow would come loping down to these combines through this oat field.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's a cow.
They're all going deep.
Going down here. He's about 100 yards up there. Oh, there for what kind of fish are you going to catch?
Mommy, I got a tape recorder.
Going to catch a big one.
We're talking.
Olean. This is Bob. This is my daughter.
Hello.
Holy Bob.
I'm Bob Van Riper. I'm talking to your dad here.
Well,
talking to us too.
Yeah, you want to see what you... How about some more?
Yeah. That gets fish.
When dig goes.
You bet.
You mentioned the barbed wire fence. Did you have other fences?
No. What? No.
Well, did you ever split logs and put them down in
zigzag? Well, that what we call a pole corral. No, it was no split logs. It was a pole corral made strictly out of native poles that run 12, 14 feet long. No, we didn't use any barbed wire lots. We had what you'd call a wing go back into these pins made out of barbed wire. We'd have a wing go back out there 200, 300 yards where you could push talk up against it and go on into the pins with it. Barbed wire fences, barbed wire corrals are a very poor substitute. Get more stock hurt in them. You can't do that.
When you had a wire fence, how did you string it? Put your posts in the ground, dig them, or drive them in?
No, we dig post holes in this country. You don't drive any. Never did. We strung it. Barbed wire fences were made then just like they are now. Well, we had all your digging was done by manpower instead of self-propelled. We have postal diggers now.
Can put a hole in faster than anybody else.
We can dig a post hole now in 2 seconds. And one man can take a tractor and a post hole digger and dig all 2-3 miles hole a day, where one man would dig half a quarter maybe if it's hard digging. And sweat, and I mean be working. That's right, and blistered hands too. That all went with it. But it's much faster every way in the world. I wouldn't know how to enumerate the difference now and 40 years ago.